Let's come to sit in an upright and dignified posture, with your head, neck, and back erect, but not rigid, shoulders relaxed, and your hands resting in your lap or on your knees. And if you like and feel comfortable, you may choose to close your eyes. Or you may rest your gaze gently on the floor in front of you. And just tuning into the breathing, the feeling of your breath, moving in and out of your body, bringing a quality of mindfulness to your breath. And feeling the breath moving in at the nostrils, or in the belly, or wherever you feel comfortable resting your attention. Allow the breath to become the central object of your attention. You don't have to get involved with moving air in or pushing air out. Just hold it in your awareness, riding the waves of your own breathing as we sit here in a posture that embodies dignity, or as we lie here in a posture that embodies wakefulness. Moment by moment, breath by breath. Being aware of the full duration of the breath, coming into the body and leaving the body. And noticing where your attention is on the breath coming in and out. Wherever you feel the breath most vividly. Moment to moment. Breath by breath. You are cultivating intimacy of the feeling of the breath moving in and out. Not thoughts of how well you are doing. Just this moment. Just this breath. And this moment. And this breath. With a clear quality of attention. Allowing yourself to settle into those characteristics that feel like stillness. Feel like silence. Be in stillness. Be in silence. Riding the wave of the breath at the nostril or the belly or wherever as you sit here. It won't take long resting in stillness or silence. to discover the mind has a life of its own. Just because you have decided to keep your mind on the breath, with a strong motivation to practice, doesn't mean that you're actually going to keep the mind on the breath. This is a huge discovery. You might even be shocked by it. It's not so easy to keep the mind on the breath. This is the natural nature of the mind. With its preoccupations of the past and the future, telling stories, daydreaming. You may question, am I doing it right? You may find you are judging yourself. Notice how easy it is for the mind to enter the space of awareness and the breath is carried away. We have lost touch. The breath disappears from awareness. When you notice your mind is not on your breath anymore, you are already back. Some part of you has already registered. Notice what is on your mind and let it be. Let it go. Gently, lovingly, kindly, and firmly, bring your attention back to your breath, at your nostrils, or the belly, or wherever your attention is resting. Can you be in awareness? Can you be in that space of knowing that you're aware? If your mind wanders 100 times, bring it back. After you've noted what's on it, without getting attached or drawn into the story, this is a huge act of kindness toward yourself. Gently, lovingly, kindly, staying with your awareness, breathing at center stage. Even if you don't want to bring it back, bring it back. It's just this moment and this breath. And this moment and this breath. And as we end, congratulate yourself for the discipline and the effort to practice in this way. And make a commitment to yourself to devote some time each day to a formal sitting practice of non-doing wakeful stillness.